It is utmost. Are you hearing me? It is utmost importance that you understand faith and how it works. The Bible says it like this. Faith worketh by love. You need to know what it is. You need to know how to get it. You need to know how to grow it or develop it. You need to know how to turn it loose. You need to know where it comes from, and you need to know how to find it. And I said a lot of stuff. It's not something you just read a scripture. What I'm talking to you about is what is reality. This is the way we live. Did you hear what I said? I'm going to say it again. This is the way we live, believers. We live by faith. It works by love. God gave it to you and me so we could walk in it. And you need to know and be aware and not be unlearned, ignorant, or passive about this. You need to know that you have an enemy to your faith. And he constantly trying to trick you. Not on Sunday morning. Every day of the week. Every word you say. And if you have a revelation knowledge of how this works, you could think you in faith and not be at all. And that's dangerous. Because when the crisis hit, it's not going to work. You need to know, I got it. It's working. Just like your car sitting out there. You got it parked in your garage, and you think it's working. And all of a sudden, you got to get out of Dodge. You got to get out of faith. And you jump up in that thing, it goes, you're in trouble. Because you thought it was working. When the devil shows up, you need to know that I know. I'm not thinking, I'm not hoping. I know that when I speak, you finna do what I say. Because I know who I am. I know who's in me. I know what I can do. And I know how to handle what I got. The word of God, the power of God, is very tangible. Real. And you can't handle it mixing with doubt and unbelief. You cannot mix it full of fear. You cannot mix it with pride. You got to be pure, clean. Amen. It can't be a passive thing with you. I do it when it's convenient. You don't breathe when it's convenient. You know what I mean by that? You don't breathe. When I think about it, I breathe. You do it without even thinking. Because you know if you stop breathing, the only time you get concerned about your breath and breathing when you can't get it. You don't even think about it. That's what God is saying. I want you to get so filled with my word and so the word I'm looking for that the faith is so real to you that you do it. So you're not even in your natural mind conscious of it. This is what I do. You don't walk around and say, well, I'm going to breathe. Here I go. And you get to the next one, I'm finna breathe. No, you don't even think about it because that's what you do. That's what a believer, would do. That's what we do. We breathe. We walk by faith, not by sight.